As the dew from heaven distilling. Revelation is the means our Heavenly Father uses to communicate divine truth to us. In accordance with God's plan, our mortal life is a time when we use our agency to see if we will do all things whatsoever the Lord our God shall command us. Abraham chapter 3, verse 25. To aid us in our struggles to overcome Satan's temptations and choose to come unto Christ, the Lord opens the heavens and reveals truth to us through the Holy Ghost. As Latter-day Saints, we believe all that God has revealed, all that He does now reveal, and we believe that He will yet reveal many great and important things pertaining to the kingdom of God. From the 9th Article of Faith. Throughout time, revelation has been praised in the written word, in art, and in hymns. One example is found in the hymn, As the Dew from Heaven Distilling. Let thy doctrine, Lord, so gracious, thus descending from above, blessed by thee, prove efficacious to fulfill thy work of love. Hymns number 149. In this article are artistic representations and scriptural references that support many types of revelation, from the divine revelation reserved for those we sustain as prophet, seers, and revelators in the church to personal revelations available to all who seek truth for their own lives. See the Bible Dictionary, Revelation, page 762. Theophanies, Seeing God Face to Face. Among the few who have seen God face to face is the young Joseph Smith. See Joseph Smith History 1, verses 15 to 20. Other accounts of these rare revelations can be found in Isaiah chapter 6, Acts chapter 7, verse 56, Ether chapter 3, verses 13 to 16, Ether chapter 12, verse 39, Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verse 2, Moses chapter 1, verse 2, Moses chapter 7, verse 4, and Abraham chapter 3, verse 11. On page 10, we have a picture of the prophet Joseph Smith receiving a vision in the sacred grove from the Father and the Son. Revealed knowledge from the Father that Jesus is the Son of God. At the baptism of Christ, the heavens opened, and the Holy Ghost descended like a dove. And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Mark chapter 1, verses 10 through 11. Other accounts of this type of revelation can be found in Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 7, Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 14 through 17, and Joseph Smith History 1, verse 17. Angelic Visitations. The angel Gabriel said to Mary that she would bring forth a son and should call his name Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse 31. See also verses 28 through 38. Other accounts of angelic visitations can be found in Matthew chapter 17, verse 3, Luke chapter 1, verse 19, Acts chapter 5, verses 19 through 20, 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 29, Jacob chapter 7, verse 5, Mosiah chapter 27, verse 11, Alma chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, Helaman chapter 5, verse 48, Doctrine and Covenants section 110, verses 11 through 12, Moses chapter 5, verse 6, Moses chapter 7, verse 27, and Joseph Smith History 1, verses 30 through 32. Revelations through the Urim and Thummim. The Urim and Thummim is an instrument prepared by God through which revelation may be received. The prophet Joseph Smith described it as two transparent stones set in the rim of a silver bow, fastened to a breastplate. History of the Church, Volume 4, page 537. Other references to it can be found in Exodus chapter 28, verse 30, Leviticus chapter 8, verse 8, Revelation chapter 2, verse 17, Doctrine and Covenants, section 3, 6, 11, and 14, revealed to the Urim and Thummim. Doctrine and Covenants, section 17, verse 1, section 130, verses 8 through 10. Mosiah, chapter 8, verse 13. Abraham, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. And Joseph Smith History 1, verse 35 and verse 62. On page 12, we have two portraits. One portrait of Mary looking toward a light where the angel Gabriel appeared to her. The other picture shows the prophet Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery with a Urim and Thummim. On page 13, we have a portrait of the child Samuel, hearing the voice of God. When the child Samuel lay down to sleep, the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." See 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Other examples of those who heard the voice of God can be found in Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, Mark chapter 1, verse 11, Acts chapter 9, verses 4 through 7, Acts chapter 10, verses 13 through 16, Jacob chapter 7, verse 5, Enos chapter 1, verse 5, Helaman chapter 5, verse 30, 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 3 through 8, and Moses chapter 4, verse 14. Visions and prophetic manifestations. On January 21st, 1836, in the Kirtland Temple, the prophet received a vision of the celestial kingdom, wherein he saw his father, mother, and brother Alvin. We have a picture of the prophet Joseph Smith gazing into the celestial kingdom, wherein he saw his father, mother, and brother Alvin. On January 21st, 1836, in the Kirtland Temple, the prophet received a vision of the celestial kingdom, wherein he saw his father, mother, and brother Alvin. See Doctrine and Covenant, section 137. Other accounts of visions include Acts chapter 9, verse 10, and chapter 16, verse 9, Alma chapter 19, verse 16, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, Moses chapter 1, verse 27, and Moses chapter 7, verse 23. The prophet Joseph Smith received a revelation at the organization of the church on April 6, 1830, in Fayette, New York. Oliver Cowdery is at the table. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 21. And on page 13, there is a portrait depicting that event. A burning in the bosom. When Oliver Cowdery attempted to translate the gold plates and failed, the Lord taught him how to recognize inspiration from God. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 9. This more common form of inspiration and revelation is also mentioned in Luke chapter 24, verse 32, and 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 3. On page 14, we have a picture of Oliver Cowdery. Dreams. Among the most vivid and powerful dreams is Lehi's dream of the tree of life. Recorded in 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 2 through 36, and interpreted by Nephi in 1 Nephi chapter 11. Other accounts of dreams as a form of revelation can be found in Genesis chapter 28, verse 12, Genesis chapter 37, verse 5, Genesis chapter 46, verses 2 through 4, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5, Daniel chapter 2, verse 1, Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, Matthew chapter 2, verses 12 through 13, and Ether chapter 9, verse 3. And on page 14, we have a portrait depicting the dream of Lehi and the tree of life. Gifts of the Spirit. The ancient prophet Moroni lists the gifts of the Spirit in Moroni chapter 10, verses 8 through 18. Other references to these gifts, some of which we all possess, can be found in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Alma chapter 9, verse 21, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 46. Accompanying page 14, we have a portrait of the prophet Moroni. A still, small voice. The Lord spoke to Elijah in a still, small voice rather than in the wind, an earthquake, or a fire. See 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 12 through 18. This familiar form of revelation is also mentioned in Doctrine and Covenants, section 85, verse 6. On page 15, we have a portrait of Elijah speaking to the Lord. The light of Christ, knowing good from evil. all of us are blessed with the light of Christ, which helps us know good from evil. We often refer to it as our conscience. Other references to the light of Christ appear in John chapter 1, verse 9, Moroni chapter 7, verse 16, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 46. On page 15, we have a beautiful portrait of a young girl looking towards heaven and a light which indicates the light of Christ. End of the section, as the dew from heaven distilling.